Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Chris Blue, who you guys all know is the most recent winner of The Voice. He'll be coming to perform at the 4th of July concert down there near the Capitol. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, congrats on winning. We'll dive into, you know, The Voice here in a second, but let's start talking about this concert. How did they reach out for you to do this?
No, I just received a phone call, man, from a friend of mine, and said, hey, man, here's an opportunity, you know, would love for you to be a part of this. And I was like, heck yeah, go to D.C., heck yeah, let's do it.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, now I'm here, man.
Are you allowed to give us a little teaser of what you specifically will be performing?
I don't think I am, but I will tell you this much.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and everybody's going to enjoy it.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Awesome. But you're joined on stage with an awesome lineup. We've talked to several of them. I know we talked to John Stamos. He's going to be hosting and also getting up there and playing some with the Beach Boys. You're going to have Trace Adkins. We talked to him too, the country star. And then also the Four Tops. How excited are you for all of those legends that now you're part of the gang?
Man, you know, I grew up watching all of those guys. John Stamos on Full House, like, that was my guy. We wake up and watch Full House with my family, and like, oh my God, look, it's Jesse Katsopoulos right there, you know. And so now that I'm going to be able to say I'm in the same lineup with John Stamos and the Four Tops, listening to those guys growing up, and Trace. I mean, it's really like it's a dream come true, man. It's really unreal. I still pinch myself to this day. But I'm very humble and very grateful for this opportunity.
Are you going to call him Uncle Jesse when you see him? Or are you going to... You and him should restart Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh, my gosh. If I do that, we may start off on the wrong foot. I don't know how he feels about Uncle Jesse after all these years. If so, man, I would love to start Jesse and the Rippers all over again. I'll be a part of that reunion anytime.
Hell yeah, that's great. But speak specifically also to the Four Tops, because I remember in your blind audition on The Voice, you did Tracks of My Tears, which was Smokey Robinson. But, you know, that same era of, you know, all those great Motown songs and everything, and the Four Tops were some of the best. Speak to how exciting it'll be to watch them.
Oh, man. Anytime you're in the presence of a legend or someone who's helped pave the way for you to be able to do what you love is always an honor and a privilege, you know. And Maya Angelou says, you know, I owe it to it, you know. So I owe it to those guys. They're in that same era with Smokey and some of the other greats. And so, you know, a part of who I am comes from them. And so I owe it back to them, you know, as well. So it's going to be, you know, an amazing experience. I'm going to try my best to not be a fanboy and stay professional. But yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited about it.
Look at you dropping some Maya Angelou on us. All right, now we're talking. Now we got to go into The Voice a little bit. God, you've probably been asked about it a billion times over like the last couple months since you won. But since we're radio and we can't see anything, paint a picture for our listeners what it was like when you're standing there and then you get announced the winner.
So I'm standing there, right, and my stomach starts to growl. And I'm like, wow, did you skip lunch? No, I'm just kidding. I'm standing there. I'm standing there, and I just begin to, my mind flashes back to the beginning of the journey. And it all started for me about a year prior. And so I begin to think about everything, all the auditions and the journeys going back and forth to different auditions and, you know, the blinds, the knockouts, and the live, just everything. And then I begin to really think about my family. My entire family was there. I'm the youngest of seven kids, and all seven of us were there, were present, and my mom and dad were present as well. And I began to think about them, and I wanted the confetti and everything to fall on them. So I just began to think about all the hard work and the sacrifices that they've made for me, you know, through the years. And then I began to think about my coach. I began to think about, you know, how encouraging she was throughout the entire process and, you know, the wisdom I was able to glean from her and just wanting her to win and experience, you know, that moment. I begin to think about all those guys.
Speak a little more to that, to Alicia Keys, who was, you know, you were Team Alicia there. What did you learn from her? How great of a mentor is she?
Oh, man, she's absolutely the best, you know. I say it often, you know, I feel like, you know, she's, maybe I'm a bit biased. could be partial.
It's okay.
To
it's
the
okay.
But she's definitely, to me, in my opinion, she's the best coach ever, man. It was like, you know, it was like working with someone you've known your whole life. And by that, I mean, she just made every situation comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times I forgot. I'm working with Alicia Keys, and it was more so, here's my coach who's mentoring me, who's coaching me, who's helping me. And I just always felt like that was a plus because, you know, we were able to actually, for me, rather, I was able to really, you know, take in everything and not be such a fanboy, but really see her for who she was in that moment, which was my coach. And so she's loving, she's caring, and the thing about her, man, that most people feel, if not everyone should feel this, when they watch her on television, you see this light that just, you know, just shines and just gleams from your television. That's real. That's who she is. That's like, she's the real deal, man. So it was super honorable, a privilege for me to work with her, man. She's awesome.
That's so awesome. Did you, I mean, I know throughout the whole course of the whole season of competition, you did some Alicia, you did some Al Green, some Stevie, Rihanna, Bruno Mars. Did you, which, looking back on it, now you've had some time, you know, to kind of let the dust settle on it a little bit, which was your personal favorite performance that where you were like, I nailed that one?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I tell you what, if you ask me, I don't think I nailed any of them.
it's a blur.
I'm all with it. Right. So, you know, honestly, I would say it's a three-way tie. I think the finale episode, I would say, would be my favorite episode, I think, because at that point, for me, I was less in my head and more engaged with the moment.
Right.
And so I was really present during that finale episode. I would say that's probably my favorite either. And I would add Take Me to the King, which was the semifinal. So between semifinals and that finale episode, all those performances were really special to me. And I really enjoyed all those.
That's awesome. All right, well, before we go, what do we got coming up next? I mean, I know you just finished the show. It wasn't that long ago, and then we got this 4th of July thing you're you know, preparing for first. But after that, what can we expect?
Well, after that, I've got to head overseas and get married, man.
Oh, congrats.
You know, my fiance and I, it's just crazy how all this is planned out. so, yeah, I gotta go take care of that. But then once I get back, there's a lot of work that has to be done, you know, music-wise. And I'm ready to get started, man. I'm ready to, you know, get to work. Got a lot of songs and things like that. So I'm praying that we can get some recording done. We will get some recording done. I'm praying that hopefully we can get some touring in at some point. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I definitely don't want to rush it. I want to put something quality out for everyone. At the same time, I don't want to keep everyone waiting either. So, that's the move, man.
Well, enjoy the wedding first. That's a priority. And if this conversation's any indication, you'll probably, you know, be standing at the altar. You'll get a little growl in your stomach. Maya Angelou will be in the vows, and Jesse and the Ripper will be performing behind you. Chris, hey, we can't wait to see you down at the 4th of July. Bring it on. We want a good show.
Got you, man. All right. Nice talking to you, Jesse.